You are listening to the Word of Deliverance Church podcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us at wodchurch.com.
See this, sir, because, hey, you notice something's real, something about it. Something that can go on and on. And this is eternal life. What you give today, you give to somebody else, and you give to somebody else, and you give to somebody else, and you give to somebody else. And it's all because Jesus came. He was willing to go to the cross, and He was willing to sacrifice to give of Himself that which is needed. And I'm not going to be long this morning, but I want to read this, sir. Thing. Now, my daughter asked me to read this here, and I was glad in a way, but I've been a preacher for 30-some years, I guess, and I've told the story of Jesus over and over and over, and I rely upon Him to give me the words that I need. And this isn't something that's man-made up or something that you hear, you know, out of somebody else's mouth, but this is something you hear from the Lord. And this is real. This is real. It's changed my life and it's changed yours. And the reality of it is, hey, you got to know Him in a reality of truth. You got to know Him for yourself. Ain't nobody can tell you about it. No. But you got to know Him. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was made first when Cyrenia was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judah, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there went out the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, that ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were going away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all things was heard that they wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all things that they had heard and seen. It was told unto them. And wait, 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child. His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angels before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer sacrifices according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Praise the Lord. I like to say that the Old Testament brought you unto the knowledge of the true revelation of Jesus Christ here this day. You see, in the Old Testament, it was the bringing up of the children. Even in Noah, they took the unclean into the ark of God, as well as the clean. You'll find out that, hey, he paid the price. There's sacrifice for all. That was the glory of God that was made known amongst men. You can say, well, he wiped out all the unforgiven and all this there, but they was taken in after their kind, as well as his kind. And the sacrifice was given on the cross of a new way, a new life. I know you're going out and new coming in. And God was the author and the finisher of their faith. God in us, the hope of glory, honor and beauty. Praise the Lord. Maybe some of you don't understand this, or some of you do. But I'm saying right now that this is the way that it is. This everything that was given unto the shepherds. And they were shepherd over the flock, and it was made known the glory of God unto everybody. And the thing, that's the reason we sacrifice for Christmas. That's the reason we give unto him that which is coming to him. And the glory of the Lord that shone around them, making known unto the riches of the kingdom of God and his glory.